Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Hey, Doc, let's just briefly talk here about a few things. We'll start with the Chicago and Cook County have both moved up to medium COVID risk. I don't suppose you're surprised, or are you?
No, I'm not surprised. We've been talking about this for weeks now, right, John? We get into the colder weather, and we expect to see an increase in the amount of respiratory virus infection, and that would include COVID. So not surprised. We barely went over the benchmark that CDC uses to go from low to medium. Nothing to be panicked about. It is expected, but the point is COVID's still here. It's not going away.
We interviewed earlier on the show today Dr. Deborah Birx, the former White House coronavirus response coordinator under President Trump. She served in not that exact capacity, but with the Obama administration as well. She's got a new book out called Silent Attack, I think, or something like that. Pete, it's around here somewhere. The point is that it's a book about what the Trump administration did right or wrong. One of the things that she said we learned from the pandemic regarding schools, because that's what she was talking about today, and you probably know more about her speech than I do, was that early detection is the key. Testing, testing, testing. Not shutting schools down, but if this ever happens again, we need to advocate for. We need to participate in testing. And then we can still have the schools open if we just tested regularly. And she said, make the data more transparent to everybody. Don't have different agencies hoarding information. All of that, Doctor. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what Dr. Briggs's plan is for keeping schools open, but I certainly agree with her that we need to understand what best practice is to keep schools open. In barring some horrific viral illness that attacks kids and leads to a high level of serious illness and, God forbid, death, we got to keep the schools open, and we have to know how to do it. So if Dr. Birx is now contributing to that conversation, good for her. But this is the kind of thing that we need our public health authorities and the various school districts to be thinking about. How do we keep schools open? You know, John, there was a lot of publicity last week over a study that was published looking at a couple of Massachusetts school districts that continued with masking when most of the state of Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate for kids. And their data appears to show, it's what we call an observational study, that masks did decrease, at least somewhat, the transmission of the virus from one child to another and to staff and faculty. Now, this is an important study, not so much as because it's a definitive study, but it adds to the database we have to try to understand the best way to mitigate viral transmission in schools. So we need that conversation. Thankfully, it is happening. We're going to need it to happen at the state level, because at the end, this is going to be a state decision, not a federal government decision. And a lot of different stakeholders are going to have to be involved in this. But the bottom line is we got to do what's best for the kids, and that's going to be to keep them in school.
Yeah, but, you know, if you said, okay, let's mitigate the viral transmission, maybe that's not the end all, because here's one way to mitigate viral transmission. Everybody stay home, and then the kids learn nothing or so much less. Don't you think a critical decision will be how much COVID can we tolerate in the name of getting the kids a better education?
Yeah. And, you know, I think we've had enough experience around the country, you know, with our federalist system. Different states made different decisions. So it's possible to compare places where the schools were open sooner and remained open compared to other places where the schools were closed longer. We can do that comparison, and those studies are happening now. And I'm hoping that the right public policy will come out of this. We don't want to be like China and talk about zero COVID. That can't work. It didn't work in China. It's not working today. They're going to be in a world of hurt in China for a long time that thankfully we're not going to have here. Now, we paid a different price early on, and that's going to have to be a comparative study and a lot of discussion that will take place as well.
There's also a story on Yahoo.com today about the triple-demic of RSV, COVID, and flu causing some schools to close. We'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe you've got a question for Dr. Jeffrey Copen, too. 312-981-7200. Hop in real quick on the phone or text line. A couple quick questions for Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He is over at Northwestern's Lake Forest Hospital, where he's the chief medical officer. Doctor, just what are your thoughts about this triple epidemic that is causing some schools across the country to shut down right now?
The schools that are shutting down, John, it's because the staff get sick too, largely with influenza, the seasonal flu, a little bit of COVID. The teachers, for the most part, are not coming down with RSV. But those three viral infections make up the so-called triple threat, the trifecta, whatever you want to call it. We've been concerned that this was going to happen. No surprise. We're seeing all three viruses in the area. Our influenza positivity rate, meaning the percent of people that we test for influenza who actually have influenza, that's continuing to go up week after week. Thankfully, people are not all that ill. We've just had a few hospitalizations due to influenza. So this is going to be our reality now. You know, as I was watching the snowfall this morning, you know, look, we've been waiting for the winter. It's here. And now we're going to have to deal with the viral infections that are going to occur because we're all going to be inside a lot more.
One quick question from one of our listeners. Carl, why don't you jump in here? You've got a question for Dr. Jeffrey Copen. What can we do for you, Carl?
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, doctor. Doctor, a friend of mine just got back from a trip and apparently got some sort of respiratory infection, not COVID, from the little infant kids that they went with. Can she go and get her booster now, or does she have to wait until she's through this little malady right now?
Yeah, hi, Carl. I would suggest she wait until she's feeling better. Unless there's a compelling reason to get vaccinated, it always makes sense to wait until one of these other kinds of viral infections pass, feel better, and then go ahead and get vaccinated.
So would that be true then? Carl, thanks. It's a good question. So would that be true for RSV and the flu? Don't get vaccinated for, say, COVID, or, you know, unless you're clear of the others as well?
Yeah, that's the best strategy, John. And if anything, there might even be an advantage waiting until you're better after that other viral infection. Our immune systems get revved up by any viral infection. So to follow that viral infection with a vaccine, you'll probably get a very nice response.
Well, that's the way we describe you. Very nice responses.
Well, thank you very much, John Williams. I appreciate that.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, let's visit again next Tuesday, sir. We always appreciate your thoughts.
All right, my pleasure. Everybody take good care.